Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Peace Lutheran Church and happy Veterans Day. What a special day it is to celebrate Veterans Day, to remember those who gave everything. Some of them gave everything, gave their very lives so that we could have the freedom and peace that we have today. We're very thankful for those that gave it to us. It's also a day to remember God's love, that God gave everything that he had, his only son Jesus, so that we could have eternal life. We're taking one more step towards Thanksgiving. It's another service based on thankfulness and gratitude. We'll hear that in my message here this morning. Great to see so many gathered here this morning. I don't have a lot of announcements, and so I am going to pass it off. I know there are some that have some announcements to share. We're going to hand it off to Peggy to start us.
This is Mite Box Sunday, and I thought you might like to know where your mites go when you give. So in November, the mites are going to go towards a $100,000 grant to the Bethesda Lutheran Communities. The Bethesda Lutheran Community is a Lutheran nonprofit organization that helps people with developmental disabilities across the United States. Over 1,500 people and 300 programs are in 13 states, and we do have one in Portland. And I think Pastor Reilly, who was at Zion, their young son went to up there. They provide homes and support. They promote awareness and advocate for the people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. And Bethesda is able to nourish relationships and grow the attendees' network to support people of all abilities with their faith journey. So we, as Lutheran Christians, believe adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities should have the opportunity to connect and fully participate in the life of the congregation of their choice. This grant will go to provide ministry, consultants to travel to visit the people we support, their families, congregation, and other partners as needed to facilitate their faith connections. And I just want to say, if you forgot your mite box, you can still take your change out of your purse and pockets and just come up and put it in the little box.
Thank you, Peggy.
And Jesus said, "What you do unto the least of these, you do unto me." I think that's one of the basic tenets of Christianity in our church, and it's shown so many times throughout the year with peace. This year, after a couple years hiatus, Peace is going to be helping Man and Woman, the men's overnight shelter in Corvallis, a way to feed, give water, food, clothing, shelter, safety, to those who are less fortunate than you and I. December 2nd, the week of December 2nd, we're either having the first 4 days or the last 4 days of that week. I'll let you know next week. But I would ask you, please, to male and female, I've done this for years and others, Oscar and the Lockwoods have been there, and Jan, Scar, and many others. It's a very fulfilling week. And would ask you to step forward and say to me or Oscar, I would like to volunteer. It's basically from about 5:30 at night till 9 or 10. Lights are out at 10. Quite often it's very quiet at 9 and people can go home early. So I would ask you to volunteer and help those who are not as blessed as you and I. Thank you. And some of you may be wondering and quite confused. It's not Make America Great Again hat. Rob is Rob. It is USMC. A lot of you see me with my Peace for Veterans buttons, shirts, and whatnot. I'm very proud to have been a Marine Corps grunt. I just hope and pray it doesn't have to happen again for others, but I'm a very patriotic person, but a very peacefully patriotic person also.
Thank you is a very small word that has a very big meaning, and I'd like to send it out to everybody that helped make this bazaar a success this year. greatly appreciate all your help. However, it's not quite over yet. After church today, we will resume the sale at full price. It's obviously where it's set up. And if you don't want things to sell for half price, then pick them up at the end of today, please, because they will go for half price next Sunday. Granny's room today, Granny's attic, is starting at half price today. And the goodie items just before you leave the fellowship hall, thank you. it's still the showroom. The fellowship hall are the half price goodies that are left, and they are all priced at half price. So please don't half price them again. Then the quilt. We have the quilt to give away, and we are, I'm kind of selfish in saying that I'm glad it's one of our own that won the quilt this year, and I would like him to run up and get it, and that is John Filbert.
Thank you. There you go.
I do not have any totals. I haven't seen Sandy. There, she's there. I don't know how she has anything for
her. Yeah, we're a little over 5,100 at this point.
All right, 5,100. That's excellent. Awesome. Here's another stat. There were, I love statistics. There were 1,200 cookies purchased, over 100 dozen cookies. So, and they were all calorie free too. They're really good. Yeah. What a blessing it is to be here this morning. Great to see so many people here. A special welcome to our visitors coming here to Peace this morning. We're going to begin in a special way with our choral anthem to set the tone for our worship. I invite the choir forward.